Hello, Audio Boo. Welcome to October Day 12. I'm back, and I'm here to do a little catch-up from yesterday. So, I'm going to do Day 12, and then I don't think Day 13 will be that long. So, I'm going to do both. So, Day 12 deals with the topic of covers. More specifically, covers that I feel are better than the original. I'm drinking a soda as I record this because I'm very thirsty for some reason, which means I should probably drink water, but whatever. So, covers that are better than the original. There's a lot of covers, and a lot of covers of covers, and a lot of interesting stuff going on. Normally, I tend to like the original version better, but there are definitely a few exceptions. And I'm going to start by playing a little bit of this song, which is the first cover that I'm going to share that I like better than the original. Take a listen.
Let it go because I like this part.
So that was, of course, Emotion by Destiny's Child. And the original version is by the Bee Gees. And I mean, I'm not really a big Bee Gees fan. I'm a very big Destiny's Child fan. So, you know, that has one thing going for it. Also, I love this version. I love how soulful it is. How their harmonies just, I mean, Destiny's Child had a lot of great upbeat songs. Started out with No, 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 and a lot of great, powerful, you know, Survivor, and Bills, 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 and all these anthems, right? Independent Women, and all these great, you know, female anthems. But Emotions really showed their talent as a group, and their blending, and their harmonies, and just everything about that version was just amazing. Just gives me chills every time I hear it. So, that is my first one. I am going to find my second one. I'll be back in a second. Alright, Audio Boo, I'm back, and I got my second clip, and let's just take a listen to this. And I know a whole bunch of people are going to hate me, and I'm going to get hate mail, and everyone's going to kill me for saying this, but this version, in my opinion, is better. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. stop it there, because I love that song, and I could just play the whole thing all the way through. See, I'm not a Beatles fan, but I think they had some great lyrics and some great songs, and so I'm definitely a fan of a lot of covers of Beatles songs, like that one. That's the Music Soul Child version of Something, and I also really like the Stevie Wonder version of We Can Work It Out. And I like the Across the Universe version of I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I like the Aretha versions of Eleanor Rigby and Long and Winding Road. And I think Let It Be is just a great song, period. So, I mean, not a big Beatles fan, but I'm a fan of a lot of their songs and a lot of covers of their songs. So I really like that Music Soul Child version of Something. I just really like the song, I really like the lyrics, I like his interpretation of it. I think it's great. Not sure if I have time for any more clips, so I'm just going to go down and list a couple of other really great covers that I think are better than the originals. So, a lot of people don't know that Respect was actually a cover. Respect was originally recorded by Otis Redding, and then Aretha covered it and really did her own thing. And Aretha does a lot of really cool covers, and she just puts her own spin on them. She's a really great version of, what's that song by Elton John? Oh, it's on the Young, Gifted, and Black album of Aretha. What the heck song is it called? Holy Moses, I've Been Removed. I can't think of the name of the song. It's killing me. But that song, she did a great cover on her Young, Gifted, and Black album. She did a really cool cover of Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long, although I love Otis too, so that was a toss-up. I don't know which one was better. Oh my gosh, there are so many. Luther's version of Superstar. Superstar was originally a Carpenter song, and Luther took it and made it his own and made it amazing, made the definitive version. Whenever you think of the song Superstar, you don't think of the Carpenters. You think of Luther Vandross. That's definitely one that is so amazing, so much better than the original. Oh, man. I kind of like the Fugees version of Killing Me Softly better than the Roberta version, although I do love Roberta Flack, so that one's really hard as well. But the Fugees, like, really modernized it, and of course, you know, no one can touch Lauren. There's a lot more than I'm going to kill myself for not mentioning. But I don't want to spend the rest of this booth thinking. And I only have a minute left, so I guess I will go for now. But, oh, Mariah's cover of Without You. Without You was a cover. I don't remember who did the original, but I know it was a cover, and Mariah's version is better. Also, Mariah's version of I'll Be There, although I love the Jackson 5 version, but I feel like Mariah and Trey Lawrence just breathed new life into it, and it was great. Lots of really great covers that are better than the originals. So I'll be back in a minute with day 13.